Merry Christmas. Christmas is a time when we remember the birth of Jesus. And when we experience again God coming to be with us in spirit and flesh. God taking on the ordinary things of this world as if to say, this is holy too. God making God's own sanctuary and dwelling place among us. And redeeming the world by entering into it, putting on flesh and bone to be God with us, Emmanuel. This might seem like a collision of opposites. The divine and the human. The eternal and the temporary. And it is, and we see in Jesus, God entering in these ordinary ways and in these seemingly opposite ways to turn the world around, to turn us around toward God and God's way of life and love. We see this collision of opposites in our Christmas gospel story, where the poor ones are the ones who are counted of immeasurable value. Where the unwed teen is the strongest one, chosen herself to bear God into this world. Where the king isn't found in a palace or mansion or house on a hill, but outside. Where the outcast and the ignored, the shepherds, the ones that had to work in the middle of the night, are the first ones to hear the gospel. They're that important. In the darkness of the night, the brightest radiance of God is born and shines. In the messy chaos of a birth, just check out this scene right here. Can you see it? There's like some people in front, some people out back, and over the side, and the camel and the donkey fell over. In the messy chaos of a birth, ultimate beauty is born. In the ordinary, something more extraordinary than anything has ever been. In the mundane and dirty and unclean and plain place where the animals stay, just outside the home where you pass day by day, that place is the holy dwelling place of God. The pain and labor and suffering of the cries of those who are giving birth. This is the sound and scene for all of creation to be made. The birth of this child who is called the Messiah, the Christ, who turns the world to God and to God's ways of abundant love and everlasting life. This child who cannot even speak yet will soon beckon, come to me all. Here is life for you. The gift I bring to give is love, and I give it for you. See, in the person of Jesus, born this night, grace and love are made real. These abstract words that seem too big for life take on life in flesh and bone and blood. The abstract becomes concrete and specific in the person of Jesus, and we see what God's love looks like. This real and embodied grace and love, the spirit and flesh together, are a gift for those of us who know we are not worthy of receiving many gifts. It's a handout for those who are humble enough to know we depend on it and would not get by without. This body and blood and bread and wine, this word in flesh and love made specific and real, is here among us tonight. The word made flesh. So what is God saying and speaking this Christmas? God is saying that once again this Christmas, those who have been told that there is no room for them, they are the ones in whom we see Christ. People have been told that there is no room in the inn. families and kids at the border who've been told there's no room, when they've been forced to flee their homes thanks to violence or extreme poverty. LGBTQ youth who are homeless because their families, the ones called to love them, have said there is no room for you in this house anymore. People who are estranged from family, might be in far off places, those who find themselves in the hospital or at the doctor, the ones who their families have said there's no room at the table for you tonight, those without a home. These are the very ones in whom we will see Christ this Christmas. The ones who are hopeless. Once again this Christmas, the ones who are hopeless there and sick and pain and grieving, those who are suffering or even dying, are the first to see Christ and the first to receive the good news of Christmas. The good news of grace and love here for you and the whole world, because they are holy too. And the things that they are experiencing, God enters into. Those of us who have come to believe that we're simply ordinary. You know, we live the normal life. Nothing really out of the ordinary ever happens. It's pretty like quotidian. I'll use a big word. Everyday life, just normal stuff. Those of us who have come to believe we're simply ordinary and nothing beyond the ordinary can or will happen, for us, Christ is born ordinarily. Mary gives birth to Jesus. He was carried in her womb. Christ is born ordinarily, revealing us to us that this is a holy place. And these ordinary things that we go through are the extraordinary things of God who is with us. Once again, this Christmas, God is saying to those who are trapped in cycles of violence and oppression that a child is the Savior, and his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And this baby frees us and creates a new and liberated world that shines light and love to drown out any hate and violence. And this small, vulnerable one, who the powers will seek to oppress, to suppress, and to kill, will overcome any and every evil force and force that opposes God's ways of wholeness and shalom. Even death does not stop this Messiah. Friends, this is the good news of Christmas, that the love of God and the grace of God are made flesh, made concrete and specific, that they are here among us. That love has come in spirit and body. Love that liberates a world in bondage to systems of oppression. Love that removes any limitations we would seek to place on love. Love that radiates life and grace and peace that nothing can overshadow. It shines so bright that it exposes our sins and our faults and forgives them in one fell swoop. And it is so brilliantly radiant that we cannot help but shine too. So we will be called by this Jesus, the light of the world. Love has come and we didn't do anything to earn it. Love is here among us and there is nothing we have done or will do to lose it. Because Christ refuses to leave us and enters in again and again. Love has come for you. Love is here in spirit and body, in flesh and blood, and bread and wine for you, for your family, for your best friends. Love is here for your worst enemies. Love is here for your neighbors, the ones that you know so well, and for those you have yet to meet. Love is here this Christmas and always. Love incarnate that binds us to God and one another. Love who reshapes the world. Love who brings us to life everlasting, starting this night in this place among us here. Love who is a Savior born for us and for the whole world. And his name is Jesus, and we call him Christ. Amen.